This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There has been no small amount of, wait, why is this happening about this economy the past year, maybe year and a half or two? Why have consumers been spending so strongly even when inflation was so high? Why have there been so many layoffs, even outside high-tech firms when the economy has been so resilient? And then maybe the biggest of them all, why, oh, why has the labor market been so very strong? This economy has been adding jobs month after month after month for years now. As Marketplace's Sabri Benishore tells us, please direct your attention to one of the most politically charged issues of this moment.
For a lot of economists, something about this booming job market was just not adding up.
Where are all these jobs coming from?
Torsten Slok is chief economist at Apollo Global Management.
Why is it that the economy is still creating so many jobs without accelerating wage inflation?
The short answer is that the U.S. has been importing economic capacity.
Immigration has played a very important role in why job growth continues to be so strong.
There has been a wave of immigration, legal and not, since 2022. According to the Congressional Budget Office, 5.9 million people migrated to the U.S. in that time, more than 3 million of them in just 2023. A large number came across the southern border, says Julia Gillette, associate director of the U.S. Immigration Policy Program at the Migration Policy Institute.
There's the really strong draw factor of our booming economy. We recovered from the pandemic recession much more quickly and strongly than many other countries, especially in the Americas.
The U.S. is maxing out on all its legal immigration pathways, but even those who are undocumented are finding employment, says Madeline Zavodny, professor of economics at the University of North Florida.
The popular perception that you have is, oh, you know, they're illegal immigrants, they're, you know, going to be on the streets and all of this, but it does look like a lot of them are working.
And working on the books to show up in the data. Tara Watson directs the Center for Economic Security and Opportunity at the Brookings Institution. She says all this extra labor has basically helped fix economic shortages.
And immigrants are helping to supply some of the goods and services that people have been looking for as they come out of the COVID era.
They've also filled some shortages of workers in certain fields, helping to balance out an overheated labor market. In effect, she says, immigration has helped bring down inflation. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.